This week we're in 1 Kings from chapter 17 through 21. Louisa Man, Elijah is our study. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, we come into your presence with the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. We pray for all those that listen that may not know him, and we pray that they might come to the knowledge of Christ as their personal Savior. We pray that we that know him, that you would work in our lives, bring forth the things that are wanting in our lives, that you would correct them and bring us closer to you and to your word. We pray, Father, that you'd lead and guide in all things said today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, it's 1 Kings chapter 21 today, as we have been looking at Elijah the entire week. Today it's Naboth's vineyard is the subject. And the beginning of the chapter, we don't see the man Elijah. What we see is the evil king Ahab. Have you ever heard that little children's song in Sunday school about the king that wanted to pout? Well, this is the chapter that it's all about. Ahab, the evil king of Israel. Chapter 21, we see it reads in verse 1, "It came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard and was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money." So, we see here what seems to be a fair offer. I'll either trade vineyards, give you a better one, the king says to this man, Naboth, or I'll give you money for it. A fair offer. But the story finds its meaning with the answer that Naboth gives him. Naboth, by the way, means in the Hebrew, produce or fruit. A convenient name for a man that owns a vineyard, isn't it? Let's look at verse 3. "Naboth said unto Ahab, The Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken unto him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread." So the answer, no. So we see that this man had boldness, just like Elijah had boldness before Ahab to speak what was right. Naboth realized that this was an inheritance given to him, that money nor a better piece of land would not be worth trading or selling the inheritance. You know, when we think of 1 Kings, we could also turn our minds to 1 Peter. Over there in chapter 1, and over there when Peter is exhorting these ones that are strangers, that are scattered abroad, strangers to this earth, believers that are scattered abroad, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." What an inheritance we that are the children of God have. The inheritance that is reserved in heaven is incorruptible and undefiled. When we think of an inheritance and turn back to Naboth and his vineyard there in 1 Kings 21, we see how when we have the true blessed inheritance, the glories of heaven and being in the presence of Christ, this is something that nothing can be worth trading and giving it away. We have our true inheritance in Christ. We are secure in him when we know him. We can't trade it even if someone tried to do so with us. The inheritance we have in Christ. But we realize as well that in chapter 21, that is speaking of a piece of land. Let's just look on and see the picture in this. Verse 5, we see the wife of this evil king, Ahab, being Jezebel, who has a way of coming up and causing havoc herself. She says this to her husband, "Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread?" And he said unto her, "Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard." Jezebel his wife said unto him, "Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." So we see as she comes onto the scene that this man, Ahab, would not eat. He was laying upon his bed. He was, as we said earlier, that children's Sunday school song indicates that Ahab was pouting. He was covetous over something. He was desiring another man's possession. And he was going to pout, if you would, until he was pleased at the circumstances. He wanted something. It didn't belong to him. But he was going to let it be known. And his wife reminded him that he's the king. He should be merry. He shouldn't worry about what some man has to say to him. So we see that she works behind the scenes, and there's letters written, and they use Ahab's name and use his seal, and they frame this man, Naboth, and he ends up being stoned, and he dies. And in verse 14, when they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead, it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of thy vineyard, the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which has refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. So we see out of her deception, here's a man that's been killed for a piece of land. Well, let's back up and think about some of the spiritual meanings in this. We see back there, not only was there a covetous attitude, wanting someone else's property. What do we see here, along with the deception of Jezebel and Ahab? Just like over there in 2 Samuel, when David had sinned with Bathsheba, and his sin had found him out. You see, before that, David had Bathsheba's husband killed. He put him in the front line of a battle so that he would be killed because Bathsheba was with child from David. We see how this man David, a righteous man, looked to deceive and to push someone out of his way so he could get what he wanted. Something needed to be covered up, and he put Uriah in a place where he would be killed. Liken that to 1 Kings here, when an ungodly Jezebel and Ahab had a man killed so they could have what they wanted, a piece of land. Do we sometimes manipulate situations so we can have what we want? You know, it's one thing to work hard, be a hard worker, and to earn things. Scripture tells us if a man does not work, he should not eat. But at the same time, it's one thing to work for something. It's another thing to insist upon everything that we want. So we see here a great lesson. But it goes further. When he tells Jezebel, this King Ahab, why he was upset, he said that Naboth said, I will not give thee my vineyard. Well, this was an inheritance. It was something more valuable than money or possession. It makes me think of those men back in the 13, 14, 15, 1600s that stood on the Word of God and lost their lives during the Dark Ages, in the time that was after that called the Reformation. When men lost their lives, they were burned at the stake for standing upon the Word of God when ritualism was trying to suppress them. We see that there's a man named John Huss, and this man named John Huss was asked if he would recant so he wouldn't be burned at the stake. This man, John Huss, began to sing, and he sang as they lit the flames at his feet. He died because the Word of God said, you are justified by faith in Christ alone. there's a man named Martin Luther who wasn't martyred, but he took a chance of being martyred, and he was given a chance to recant what he said. He says, "My conscience is held captive by the word of God." He says, "I cannot and I will not recant." This makes us think, makes me think, how much of cowards we are when it comes to standing up for the word of God. Men gave their lives years ago that you and I would have the word of God in English, that it would be given to, as they said, the common folk. At that point, not everyone had the word of God in their hands, but they said, "I will not recant." I think of that when I read this about Naboth, about his inheritance. He says, "I will not give thee my vineyard." It was an inheritance from God. It was an inheritance because God forbid him to sell his inheritance. What a picture. What a picture. Is the word of God that precious to us, my friend, that we will not sell our inheritance? Will we give in on our convictions of the word of God for money, for possession? "I will not give thee my vineyard." Think about that as you go through your daily walk. The word of God, and then the inheritance that we have so rich with Christ. You know, back to David, we know how that's a parallel, because as we see here with Ahab and his deception with his wife Jezebel as well, it goes on down when Elijah jumps onto the scene, and Elijah is told by the Lord, says the word of the Lord came to Elijah, the Tishbite, saying, "Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he has gone up to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession?" And he goes on and elaborates on that, but the Lord is telling Elijah to go confront this man, the king, once again. And it says in verse 20, Ahab said to Elijah, "Hast thou found me, O mine enemy?" And he said, "I have found thee." Liken that to when David was confronted by the prophet Nathan, and Nathan said, "Thou art the man." He confronted him with a situation and asked David what he thought about it, and David was mad about it. Well, what happened? Nathan reminded him, "Thou art the man. You're guilty, David." Elijah tells Ahab, "You're guilty." His sin has found him out. My friend, our sins will find us out. We reap what we sow. Now, are we as David, a righteous man, a believer, and our sin finds us out? Or are we a man as Ahab, a wicked king, with a wicked wife Jezebel? You know, their sin found them out. The difference between a righteous man, the Lord deals with us today as saints here when we sin, and then we see a sinner. They are dealt, an unbeliever, they are dealt with by the Lord when they refuse to receive Christ one day. At the great white throne, they will be cast into the lake of fire. My friends, if you know not Christ, turn to him while it is not eternally too late. What lessons we've seen this week, I trust, with Elijah. His boldness, his prayer, but most of all, his dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us this week. This is the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody.